Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. This is Jim Cockrum, the host of most episodes of our show. Welcome. If you're new around here, the only thing you really need to know about this podcast is we love interviewing the successful students from our community who are using the internet creatively to launch and grow beautiful businesses online. That's right. We've got hundreds of interviews with students of the Proven Amazon course, which is our focus around here for most episodes, selling on Amazon. But we also love multiple income streams as well. There's so many creative, fun ways to earn money online. We love to see you launch income streams, create great systems to support that income, and then launch additional streams as well, supportive and complementary income streams, growing, flowing in unison, creating this raging river of opportunity and possibilities and revenue for your business. That's what we do around here. We love starting new students with what we call the replens model of selling on Amazon. That idea started in our community. We've got thousands of businesses that have launched using that strategy. It's basically filling the underserved shelf space at Amazon.com. Amazon represents about half of all economic activity online in the United States any given day. And you have an opportunity to help fill those 100 plus, 150 or so warehouses around the United States with the inventory that people want to buy. That's the opportunity, the everyday common items. We've dialed in a system that helps you find the very profitable, underserved opportunities in those warehouses. That's what we do here. But today, the theme is all the different creative ways that you can mess up the system when it comes to launching a successful Amazon business. Now, maybe you're brand new. You're going to find today's episode very helpful. Maybe you've been around a while and you've been tempted to steer off the path to try some things that are risky or unproven. We would love to steer you back onto the path of success and results based on having taught. Well, we've coached almost 10,000 students at this point over the past 20 years in e-commerce. Over the past 14 years or so, we've had several thousand Amazon coaching students. Our Proven Amazon course that I mentioned earlier has been used by multiple tens of thousands of people to launch and build beautiful businesses. So we've started to detect some patterns. And there's a handful of things that if you avoid, your odds of success on Amazon are going to go up dramatically. And actually, we had a Facebook post. If you're watching the video today, you can see I've got it on my screen right now. It's a list of things that I'm going to cover. You don't have to go watch the YouTube version of this if you don't want to, but you can see the list on YouTube, or there's a link below this audio that will take you right to a discussion post where I've listed out, it looks like about 16, 18 different ways that you can really mess up your Amazon business. And it's the most common mistakes that we see, especially new sellers making, but it's also for any of us. Even the most seasoned expert Amazon sellers can fall into one of these traps. These are the most common things we see that derail the success of Amazon sellers. And I'm going to go through this list. There's a link to this discussion inside our Facebook group, and you can go join the discussion. As of the time of this recording, we've had about 3,000 people interact with this post, it says. So that's just people who have seen it, or maybe they've commented or left a reaction of some kind to this list. It's a pretty popular list, and I'm just going to go through it with you, and hopefully you find this very useful for you and your business. Again, what I'm trying to accomplish today is to say, if you're starting an Amazon business or you're thinking about it, these are the things not to do. And if you avoid the things on this list, you have gone a long way towards putting the odds heavily in your favor that you are going to build a beautiful business. So let's start going through the list. I'm not going to read them all first. Let's just plow through them. You can see the list in the show notes if you're listening to this. Or if you're on YouTube, you can already see the list right on your screen because I'm sharing my screen today on YouTube. All right, let's start off with drop shipping. Don't do it. Just don't do it. There are so many stories we've heard from people who tried to do it. It sounds great on paper. Basically, They get tempted into the idea that they can sell inventory without ever even having to secure it themselves. They wait till something sells, they list something for sale on Amazon, and then when it sells, they go to the source that has it and they send it to the customer. Amazon doesn't allow it. eBay doesn't allow it. Facebook Marketplace is even cracking down on it. It's a terrible, horrible, awful business model. Even if you do it at scale and get into the multiple seven figures of sales, your profit margins are going to be so ridiculously slim. You're going to need such a huge team of assistants helping run the thing. It is a tragic, disastrous, awful business model. Do not do it. There's no community out there of successful, happy dropship sellers on Amazon. The community doesn't exist. Whereas contrast that with our community, 75,000 people in our group, not all of them are happy. Of course, there's challenges and struggles, but we've interviewed hundreds of success stories on our podcast. We've got about 2,000 success posts in our Facebook group. None of them are from dropshippers. They're from people following the strategies in the Proven Amazon course. Don't dropship. Never buy a course or invest in someone who claims they can help you dropship. Horrible waste of money. Scanning barcodes. If you have picked up the Amazon seller app and you've got it on your smartphone and you go to your local retail store and you start scanning barcodes, you're going to find some $5 and $10 bills laying around, maybe some $20 bills or more. And that's great. But if you get stuck on that hamster wheel of scanning barcodes, looking for sales, looking for discounts, looking for stuff that's cheap so you can flip it on Amazon, that's a pitfall you could fall into where you find yourself hustling really, really hard to put about $30,000 or so, maybe a little more than that in the bank each year, ultimately net profit. Maybe you could get up to $50,000 or maybe a little more than that if you really hustle, go hard, 50, 60 hours a week as a married couple, maybe going at it hard. It's just not necessary to be on that hamster wheel scramble mode of looking for sales and discounts. That'll derail the possibilities if you're building a real viable business. An asset, a system that produces profits month after month. So yeah, I'm not going to walk past a $20 bill when I see one laying on the shelf at Walmart. I'll flip that clearance item. That's great. But I'm not going to build my whole business around that model because you'll find yourself in constant scramble mode. You'll spend your Saturdays wondering if I'm going to come home with anything or come home empty-handed. You just won't know. How about we build a profitable, sustainable system instead? Next. Jumping into private label is one of the really big bad news ideas that is so heavily promoted by YouTube and Instagram influencers. Everybody loves to talk about private label. Why? Well, because they can sell you a $3,000 to $7,000 course and then software that costs you hundreds of dollars a month. The dirty little secret is, I'll just cut right to the chase, only about 5% of the people who get into trying to launch their own product online on Amazon or anywhere else, end up ever making a penny. And that, again, that statistic is an internal number from us just having observed thousands of people coming into our community. We call our community a burn unit sometimes because people say, yeah, I spent $50,000, bought a bunch of stuff from China and tried to launch my own private label and used all the software and did all the research and did all the pay-per-click marketing. And now I've got a garage full of stuff I can't sell. We hear that story over and over and over and over. So people sometimes get on me, Jim, why are you always coming down so hard on private label? Well, because my phone is ringing constantly with people, literally in some cases in tears, saying, I wish I'd have found you guys sooner. I went in so deep, so heavy, spent so much money. My heart was invested in this product and I sold 10 units the first month and I've sold a few units a month since and I have 8,000 of them in my garage now because I bought some course that convinced me private label was the way to go. New sellers have no business launching new products on Amazon. We'll get you there. One of our top clients is one of the top 10 grocery items on Amazon. He's in 35,000 retail stores after starting off small and scaling into a private label business, but he certainly didn't start there. Okay, next. Big mistake number four, selling against misbranded listings on Amazon. What's that mean? Well, just because someone else is selling it on Amazon doesn't mean you can hop on that listing and sell right alongside them. You've got to look at things. I'm not going to dive too deep in the weeds here, but is the brand correct? Have they intentionally misspelled the brand maybe to kind of get around some of Amazon's rules? Well, it's just a matter of time until the person who set up that improperly set up listing on Amazon and everyone who sold against that listing is punished and called to the carpet for having done that. So you've got to learn the basics of what it means to sell on Amazon and stay within the rules. That's why we set up the Proven Amazon course. As a new Proven Amazon course student, for example, you're going to go through Amazon 101. You're going to go through the replens training. You're going to learn the basics of what it means to stay between the guardrails of running your Amazon business. And that's one of the things we see happen time and time again. There were a whole bunch of people that got into significant trouble at the end of 2023 because they'd been selling against ASINs that they simply shouldn't have been selling against. Selling against Amazon listings, that's what an ASIN is, that they simply should not have been selling against, because it's very easily detected, in the vast majority of cases, very easily detected rule violations that they should have known about. So selling against misbranded ASINs or listings that aren't set up properly according to Amazon standards, there's a lot of them out there, and you can find yourself accidentally selling against them. That's going to throw your business for a loop, and that could derail you. Going too deep on a single product. Just today, I had somebody go out and buy thousands of units of a product, and they said, "Jim, I only spent a few pennies a piece on them, and I think I'm going to be able to sell these and do really, really great. I'm a new seller. Can you help me?" And I said, "No, I can't. You've gone too deep, too fast on a single product. There's nothing anyone can do to help you. That is a massive mistake. Do not do it. New sellers should never launch new products. They should never set up new listings on Amazon. It's not necessary. Massive legal and trademark risks, Amazon policy risks. It's a huge can of worms that you are not ready for. Yet we still see every day new sellers convinced they're smarter than the system. And, oh, this guy's selling them over here. I know I could do the same thing." That's not how you win the Amazon game, my friend. It's just not. You need to wade in nice and slow. You need to sell against existing listings. You need to learn the replens system as taught in the Proven Amazon course. If you go super deep on a single product, I can write the rest of the story. It might go well for a few weeks, a few months. You might start making significant money, and then Amazon's going to freeze your funds, freeze your inventory, and you're going to battle for months just to get back to break even, and you're probably going to lose your Amazon account. I've seen the story countless times. Do not start with a private label or going really deep on any one given product. Next, finding liquidations and shelf pulls, flipping them and finding them on Amazon, I should say. You've seen these stores are popping up everywhere. They've got these pallets of inventory, and you can buy a pallet at a time for just a few dollars. Hey, that's great for yard sales and eBay, but it is not for Amazon. If you do pallets, shelf pulls on Amazon, you're going to get suspended. It will happen. It's just a matter of time. Do not do it. I don't care how much the people selling you this stuff says, "This is fully vetted Amazon inventory." No, it's not a matter of the person selling it to you claiming that it's fully vetted that counts. What Amazon's going to do if there's a counterfeit claim is they're going to call that brand and they're going to say, "Hey, brand XYZ, do you authorize the company that our seller is using to distribute your products?" And if they say, "We've never heard of that company, it sounds like some kind of liquidation or pallet business. We've never heard of those guys." Well, you're buying illegitimate inventory. I'm not saying it's counterfeit. I'm just saying you have no way of proving it isn't, because that retailer or website or wholesaler is not recognized by the brand. So there's nothing you can do. No recourse. You could lose your account, get your account frozen, have your funds frozen. Don't sell liquidations and shelf pulls on Amazon. Just don't do it. There's no good way to do it. There's no safe way around it. The people who are doing it at scale, it will all end suddenly at some point. Amazon's been cracking down more and more on that. So that's another way we see people crash and burn. Next, one of my favorites. These guys are, I hate to call anyone a clown, but man, the people selling the done for you, where they, anytime you see the words buy in bulk, run. As an Amazon seller, I will never source from someone that says, "We buy in bulk." Nope. Game over. Don't do it. So these wholesalers, these fake wholesalers, we call them, they're popping up everywhere. They're buying in bulk and then using the money from all the sellers, and we're sending it into their accounts. Nope, 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 nope. Do not do it. You're violating multiple Amazon policies. It may be great for a few weeks or a few months. They may even get a few testimonials, but then it's all going to be frozen suddenly, and all of their accounts will be frozen probably simultaneously, because you as the seller have to have your name on the receipts and invoices for the inventory that you're sending in. If it's some fake wholesaler who buys in bulk who has their name on the receipts and invoices, that's not good enough. Amazon has to see a clean chain of custody through approved vendors retailers and wholesalers before they will sign off on the products that you're selling on Amazon and see them as legit. So anyone who's saying, yeah, done for you, pay us. And these companies typically charge somewhere between $10,000 and $50,000. And they want you to be vetted and qualified, blah, blah, blah. They'll show you the warehouse and it's impressive. They have forklifts. Wow, that must be legit. Nope. Do not buy your inventory from a third party who bought it on your behalf and have them send it into Amazon for you. Massive red flags. 0% success rate long-term with that model. Hopefully that's convincing enough. If it's not, hey, go for it. Come back to me later after you realize you've just been burned and lost a bunch of money. Next, going it alone. I love this one. This is one of my favorites. I talk about it all the time around here. What do I mean by going it alone? That means basically lone wolves die. Going it alone means you're not surrounding yourself with a community. You don't have a mastermind. You didn't get a coach. You didn't plug into the Facebook group. You're not going to meetups. You're not coming to our annual event. By the way, the Proven Conference happening May 23rd through 25th in Orlando, 2024. Be there. Theprovenconference.com. Three words. Check it out. Hundreds are already registered. If you can't afford to be there, we got a scholarship. Come completely free. If you're new, especially, we'd love to see you there. Just come experience it. It'll validate everything I'm talking about here. Need to be a part of that. But if you're trying to do this as a lone wolf, you just want to learn what buttons to hit so you can magically make money online and everyone just leave you alone and you can be a little hermit in your little shell in your little room, making money using the internet. Nope, that doesn't work. Those people don't exist. There's plenty of people who will sell you a system claiming that will work. But in my 24 years of e-commerce, I've never seen that happen long-term sustainable for anyone without any exceptions. And that's a big statement. I'm not exaggerating. We are not built for isolation. If you try to do your business in isolation, you will fail. 100%, you will fail. You need community. You need friendships. You need relationships. You need discipleship. You need camaraderie. You need those things. That's why we've got this thriving community. You can go to silentgym.com and see a link to our free Facebook group. Jump in there. 75,000 people from around the world using the internet creatively all day, every day. At least to do that. That's the bare minimum to be a part of a group like that. All right. Next, losing the mindset game. Negativity is toxic. If you don't believe you've got what it takes, or you don't believe you're involved in something that you see as virtuous, if you don't see yourself as being someone who's capable of success, there's no business model out there that's going to work for you. If you're publicly negative frequently, if you're characterized by negativity online, here's a good test. One of my mentors, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, told me this, and I love it. He said, you know, a lot of people wonder sometimes, am I a pessimist or am I an optimist? You know, some people claim to be pessimists and they admit it. So you claim to be optimists. But those other people are saying things like, oh, I'm not sure. And I'm kind of pessimist. I'm kind of an optimist. I don't know. He said, the people who don't know what you really are is you're a 500,000 megawatt beaming orb of negativity. You just don't realize it. Because to be an optimist requires tons of intentional effort. It requires a lot of emotional commitment and dedication to the process, because there's a lot of things any of us could be complaining about at any given time, but the optimists choose not to. And they have an unfair advantage in life because other people want to be around them. Other people want to work with them. Other people want to know what they know. And even if they don't know all that much, they still got a nice group of people around them, supporting them, cheering them on, learning from the mistakes. That's what we love to see. The people who are toxic and convinced that this will never work for me. This used to work, but it doesn't work anymore. And they love showing up online and reporting the bad news every day, anytime they can find it. Those people don't end up doing well in business. They just don't. Business requires not a blind blocking out of anything negative. No. When you see bad news or when you see something negative, you simply say, okay, what does this make possible? What other opportunities does this open up? Everyone else is seeing this same challenge. So what's the way to pivot through this forest? And again, with 24 years of e-commerce opportunity, I've yet to see anything that you can't pivot through, around, under, over creatively in about 15 to 20 different ways, minimum, unless you go toxic. and lose the mindset game and think, well, game over. That's it. I knew it was inevitable. You know, Eeyore from the Winnie the Pooh series. Go watch a little Winnie the Pooh and watch Eeyore's behavior. If that sounds anything like you, ask some friends. They'll tell you. Then you've really diminished your odds of ever having any significant success in business or life or relationships for that matter. It's just the way the world works. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Next, fake wholesalers, third-party sellers, using third parties to buy your inventory for you. This is kind of like the one I already talked about, the done-for-you services. Just don't do it. I'm going to move quickly through the list because I already hit that one. These fake, just because someone has wholesale in the name does not mean they're a legitimate wholesaler. Ask the brand. When in doubt, ask the brand, right? Imagine calling up a brand. Let's make one up, Tonka, toys, whatever, right? Trucks. Imagine calling up Tonka company or getting on their website. You could do this if you'd like and saying, hey, I was at a Walmart store recently and they had Tonka on the shelf. Are they a legitimate retailer, distributor, or wholesaler of your product? What's Tonka going to say? Well, yeah, of course they are. Yeah, so we have a great relationship with Walmart. They also have a great relationship with thousands of websites and other retailers as well. But they don't have a great relationship with Wholesale R Us, Pallets Discounted. We specialize in Amazon inventory. Nope, they've never heard of, Tonka's never heard of those guys before. So you buy a pallet of Tonka trucks from those guys, you're in deep trouble. That's what I'm talking about here, because your invoice may have your name on it, has a company's name, and it says Tonka Truck on it, but Tonka, the company, does not recognize that wholesaler, that fake wholesaler that you just bought from. They don't know who those guys are. So as far as they know, you've got counterfeit goods. Amazon does not like the possibility of counterfeit goods. It doesn't mean you sold counterfeit. It means you can't prove you didn't. You got to be able to prove you didn't by using legitimate wholesalers, distributors, and retailers, websites or retail stores. Receipts are just fine if it's a legitimate retailer. Okay, moving on. Setting up new ASINs for any reason. I love this one. I don't use the word never very often. I try to be very cautious about the word never. But if you are a new seller to Amazon, under no circumstances should you set up a new listing on Amazon. You should never set up a new listing on Amazon as a new seller. I want to see you selling $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, ideally $30,000 or more per month before you even let the thought enter your mind of setting up a new listing on Amazon. You do not know what you're doing yet. You need instruction. You need to figure out the landscape. Amazon makes it way too easy for new sellers to do this. And about 95% of the time, you're shooting yourself in the foot if you set up a new listing on Amazon as a new seller. Just the way the world works. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Just making observations, having taught thousands of students. Don't set up new listings. All right, where am I at on the list here? We're plowing through this. Ordering inventory from China. Please don't do that if you're a new seller. I can't believe it even needs to be said, but you are in over your head trying to jump into international importing of inventory as a new Amazon seller. I know there's all kinds of courses and all those fancy, shiny YouTube experts with their nice cars and their piles of money and their yachts. Did you see their yachts? Those amazing yachts that they all have, talking to you about private label, ordering from China. It's a disaster waiting to happen. So few people successfully navigate that as new sellers, even experienced sellers. The most experienced sellers I know, the vast majority of them say, you're crazy to import inventory from China and try to flip it and sell it. You really need to know what you're doing. You need some experience in the game. You need to have contacts and connections with the right lawyers and the ability to check trademarks and safety certificates. You are in over your head. How about you learn a simpler strategy? We love to help you earn while you learn. Learn the basics. That's the Replens model, the proven Amazon course Replens model. We're just helping fill the underserved shelf space against hot selling products that are already doing really well. And you can find the evidence that they're doing well. And you can source those products easily from legitimate retailers or websites or wholesalers or distributors. It's such an easy way to get into this arena. And then maybe someday you will be importing from China. That's great. But as a new seller, you don't want to be spending thousands of dollars and hoping it all works out someday. That is not the way to launch an Amazon business. Don't buy product from China, please. All right, next, obsessing over the buy box is what we call this, and you may not know what the buy box is as a new seller. You may have no idea what I mean when I say obsessing over the buy box, but the buy box is simply when you get on Amazon.com as a shopper and Amazon says, this product is currently $49.95. Have you ever noticed there's a bunch of other sellers on that same listing a lot of times? So someone's a lot higher and some prices are a little lower, maybe with a slower delivery date. And there's a lot of different options there. Well, the buy box is the person who currently has their price point showing. There may be 40 sellers, but only one of them gets to show their price to the customers in your zip code. Because if you didn't know it, buy box is different across the country. In the United States, there's all kinds of zip codes and we could have 50 different buy box prices across 50 different locations in the US, depending on local availability and the speed of delivery. Oh, so many factors go into it. But what a lot of new sellers do is they get obsessed with that one price point that they see at that one moment in time. They'll go into Walmart and scan a barcode and they see it on the shelf for $8 and they get on Amazon and it's selling for $11 and they think, oh, there's no money there. This isn't a profitable product, and they move on. They don't know how to do the research. They're obsessed with that $11 price point that they saw for Amazon on that one seller. They don't realize there could be other listings. There could be some sellers that are selling that thing for $28 because people want it fast and there's limited availability, right? In the different warehouses across the United States. But if you're obsessed with buy box, and the reason, the way we know you're obsessed with buy box is when you say things like this. This is the key phrase that tells us you're new around here. You don't know how Amazon works yet. When they say, I can't find profitable inventory. That tells us you don't know how the buy box works yet. You don't know how Amazon works yet. You are obsessed with that current single price point that Amazon is showing you, which is so insignificant in the big picture of things. Go back and listen to these podcast episodes if that's you. Go back to silentjim.com and listen to podcast episode 554, 555, and then 612. Those will rock your world as to what the possibilities are if you're stuck thinking about the buy box constantly on Amazon. All right, keeping it moving because I've got another appointment coming up, and as much fun as we're having, I will have to wrap this one up pretty soon, but we're a good way through the list. And keep in mind, if you avoid all these mistakes, or better yet, if you just get into the Proven Amazon course, we're going to help you avoid all these mistakes or get into our coaching program. Better yet, you're going to work with one of 60 students from our community who've built a highly successful business, and they do this all day, every day. And they're going to mentor you through this process. You can go to silentjim.com/book a call, all one word, silentjim.com/book a call. Get on our calendar, have a friendly conversation with us. This is not a high pressure sales pitch. This is just us helping you figure out which of our services make the most sense for you. Maybe you just need our free services. You're more than qualified just to use a few podcast episodes and jump into our free Facebook group and you're good to go. That's great. We'd love to have you as a success story in our community. We have many of them. People didn't pay us a dime. That's fantastic. A lot of other people, they want some handholding instruction. They want to go further, faster. Maybe they want a coach. Maybe you just need a course. Maybe it's a workshop you need. We'd love to have that conversation with you. Hop on our calendar, silentjim.com/book a call. All right, but what's left on our list? Not learning KEPA. That's a big one. Now, you can go watch a few YouTube videos and they're going to tell you what KEPA is, what it does. Hey, go listen to podcast episode 369 if you don't know what KEPA is, K-E-E-P-A, KEPA. Weird name, right? Well, it is an Amazon tool that Amazon sellers use. It's not endorsed by Amazon. It's a third-party tool, but they scrape data from Amazon that no one else has. Amazon doesn't share that data with anyone. Only KEPA has that data. They scrape it and you can start to see trends. And once you know how to read those charts, it kind of looks like a heart monitor with a bunch of different lines and colors on it. Don't let that intimidate you. Once you understand from someone who really uses KEPA through a replens lens, and they've built a beautiful, successful business doing that, once you start learning from them, there's always more to learn. I'll tell you that for sure. You're not just going to pick it up kind of wandering around. At least it'll take you months and months to pick it up. You really need some specific strategy and instruction. Learn KEPA. It will prevent you from making really stupid decisions with your inventory spending. And it's going to put you in the best possible position to do really well financially on Amazon. It's a foundational component of the teaching we have for the new seller content inside the Proven Amazon course as well. So make sure you're learning Keepa from someone who uses it the way that we do in this community. That's vital. If you don't do that, you're going to make some really bad inventory decisions. It's virtually guaranteed. Next, just kind of doing some trial and error on YouTube. The number of people that we've heard from that said, hey, I decided I wasn't going to spend a penny on education. I was just going to go get a YouTube University and get my education for free. Well, what you're going to find there is about 95% of the supposed experts have something that they're really trying to usher you into. And that's great. There's some really brilliant, good people out there for sure who know their stuff and they can teach you a lot on YouTube. But make sure the person you're listening to has a large, robust, thriving, success-filled community of people who have applied their strategies and gone on to build beautiful businesses. Because if you're listening to somebody who just looks like they've got a great story to tell and they've certainly got the nice car that maybe they rented and the nice house that maybe is just an Airbnb for the weekend, but they're showing off what they've accomplished, but they don't have a community that you can visit and investigate like ours, our free Facebook group with, like I said, about 2,000 success posts from our students. Very few, if any, other Amazon experts have anything like that. I've been doing this 24 years. We've had an e-commerce coaching program for 20 years. We've been teaching Amazon for 14 years, longer than anyone. So we've got that. You can take your time. If you just jump on YouTube and bounce from video to video and watch the next suggested video, you're going to get so much bad information. You're going to violate a lot of the stuff that's on this list today, even. You're going to have a bad time. It's not going to go well for you if you just rely on YouTube University. You need a community. Better yet, you need a guide. That's what we offer here. Not knowing your numbers is a big one. You can get in there and say, hey, I sold $8,000 last month. Well, after expenses and all everything's factored in, you actually lost a couple thousand and you don't even know it. You're just excited to see the numbers rolling. You got to know your numbers. One of the tools we love around here that helps you do that is called Seller Board. They're a great sponsor of our community as well. About $15 a month to get started with Seller Board. You can go to silentgym.com/numbers to see their offer for this group. And it tells you on a listing by listing specific basis where you're making money and where you're losing money. And your instincts are not going to guide you well if you try to guess your way through here. We've only got two left on the list. And then we're going to call this a day, but there's a couple really good ones left. So hang with me as we wrap this episode up. But if you're falling for software tools or magic easy buttons, someone who says, we've set up a system and all you got to do is pay us a bunch of money and that system's going to do great for you. You're going to make a bunch of money on Amazon and we've figured it out. Again, the easy way to know if you're dealing with someone who's legitimate or not, and there's not a lot of them out there, unfortunately. This is my industry and I'm ashamed at times at some of the things that are happening in my industry. Just ask the simple question. Pause, step back and ask the simple question. Where's the community of people? I want to see a large community. Come on, you've got 50,000 people following you on YouTube. I want to see a group of tens of thousands of people discussing, debating, talking about the realities of the systems that you teach here. Because if no one's told you this before, there's no such thing as a business that's all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns, just gets better every day. That business has never existed, nor will it ever exist. Running a business means resisting the forces that are trying to bring you down. Entropy is one of them, right? All things tend towards a state of chaos and breakdown eventually. You've got that. You've got your own government taxing. Anytime you actually make a dollar, you're going to come in and take a massive bite out of that, right? You've got all the things that can go wrong with the people you're working with, betrayals, suppliers, stuff that goes out of stock, late deliveries, unmet expectations, things that were a sure bet that you put a bunch of money into that ends up going bad. That's the reality of literally every business that's ever existed or will ever exist. So you want to be in a group of people who are navigating that successfully together, finding creative solutions. They've been doing it a while. If the guru or expert that you're listening to or this easy button tool, this great idea that you've encountered doesn't feature a whole bunch of people who've been doing it for a while and discovered the realities, the negatives, challenges, and the benefits, and they're sharing it openly, then you are not going down a road that's going to lead you to a good place. It's just that simple. find a community. There's one pastor I heard say one time, find your people. Then look for your purpose, right? Look for your business after you found that group of people. Because if you don't find that group of people first, you're off in uncharted territories. You're a lone wolf. Odds of you being eaten alive or failing miserably are very, very high at that point. So skip the easy buttons. There's no magic formula out there. There's no new hidden strategy out there. The people claiming that are going to make a bunch of money off people who are looking for those things. But that's not the way to go. They're ruining their reputation and taking money out of your pocket. All right, the last one. Paying for or buying leads lists. You may not even know what a leads list is. Let me tell you what a lead list is. It's people who say, hey, I'll do all the work and I'll find all the good inventory and I'll just send you a list. You and just a handful of your friends are going to get this list every day, every week, whatever. And you can go buy this stuff and it's going to be so great because I've done all the research. All you have to do is go buy it. Great business model, right? Well, not so much, because if the lead list is any good at all, it's going to get spread around, passed around, and you're going to be sharing it with, before you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Even if, through the best of intentions, the originator of that list only sells it to, say, 10, 20 people. Well, one of those 20 people is going to have a lead list service of their own on the side, and they go around and buy all the lead lists, and they're sending it out to thousands of people, right? We see it all the time. You need to get good at finding your own great test-worthy inventory. That's what we teach you in the Proven Amazon course. Now, some people in our community do like leads lists, not to ever buy anything that's actually on the list, but to use it as a research starting point. When you're new, I don't even like that because the temptation is just to go buy the stuff on the list. Oh, this looks great. Wow, look at this item. I can buy it for $10 at Kroger and I can sell it for $30. This is beautiful. I'm going to go buy 50 of these. And by the time you bring it home and you pack it up and you send it in, you realize, oh, that item was on sale at every Kroger in the United States. And 150 other sellers went and did the same thing. And half of them are nervous now and they're tanking the price below anything where any of us can ever make any money because there's 200 sellers on this thing now where there were only 10 before. That's the magical dysfunction of leads lists if you don't use them properly. It happens all day, every day, and we all just shake our heads and laugh. Those of us have been around a while. You don't want to play the chasing the discounts and sales game and chasing all the other sellers into those ASINs that are about to price tank. But the good news is they always come back up. Those of us who've been doing it a while know this. So we wait, we play the game patiently. But new sellers who jump into leads lists and rely on other people to give them, spoon feed them the perfect products to go buy, that's the bottom line. If someone's saying, hey, I've got the perfect products for you, I've done all the hard work, I'm going to spoon feed your business the perfect products, run. Not once, without exception, have I ever heard of that story ending well for anyone. And tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have tried to find the magic formula to spoon feed winning inventory to a group of sellers. It doesn't work ever. Run. Don't use leads lists. So what's the one piece of advice? Here's what you should do. I just told you a bunch of stuff not to do. What should you do? You should get serious about getting into a community of fellow business building warriors who've been there, done that, and they're willing to share what they know. That's the free resource at silentgym.com, our free Facebook group. And if you're ready to put down a few dollars, $39 a month gets you everything we know about building any number of dozens of strategies in building a beautiful business on Amazon, starting typically for the most of our clients with the Replin system. You can learn all about that at provenamazoncourse.com. Hey, thanks for listening today. It's been great hanging out with you. If you want to participate in the discussion that resulted from the post that I just kind of parsed through with you, love to have you join our Facebook group. There's a link in the show notes straight to the top mistakes made by new Amazon sellers. That was a nice little graphic, if you watch on YouTube, that we created for this one. It shows a guy sitting on a tree branch, sawing the part of the branch that's between himself and the trunk of the tree. Nice representation of making a big mistake, right? That's what we see a lot of sellers do around here because they try to go it alone typically. And that's probably arguably the biggest mistake you could make. It's just guessing your way through on your own based on what you heard and your instinct and a few YouTube videos. You're not going to get there that way. You just won't. Maybe you want to try it. That's great. Come back when you're ready for some friendly, low price, very high quality instruction from a group of people who care. We'd love to help you get where you're trying to go. All right. Well, God bless you, business building warrior. It certainly has been a pleasure hanging out with you today. And as you know, we will have another great episode for you very, very soon. Talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentjim.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.